We are inheritors of all of that that God did and said, and for the people at that time of Israel. And God's plan to remedy the plight of his sheep. As Isaiah would tell us later on, he would take over the role as shepherd. And here he comes. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the great shepherd. He is here for all people. He came to be able to give all people hope and joy and peace and love. Oh yeah, he also said in this world we'll have trials and tribulations, but fear not, for I've overcome the world. Sometimes people see the role of shepherds as serene and carefree and dreamy and a cushy job, you know, just sitting there on the hillsides all day long watching the sheep. Well, the reality is it's not that peaceful. Because sheep must be continually guided and cared for, watched, and more importantly, taught. But more than that, a good shepherd needs to be skilled at self-preservation, as well as the kind of martial arts, if you would. Shepherds were tough guys in the hills. They had to fight off all kinds of predators, from lions to bears to snakes and wolves. They often used rocks and a powerful sling, like David did when he nailed old Goliath, because these ferocious creatures that are always out there trying to attack the sheep, they will not back away unless you, as a shepherd, get rid of them and chase them away from the sheep, because they want to get the hold of the sheep and eat them like a hungry wolf, but the shepherd will keep them at bay. So instead, the responsible shepherd needs to stand between the wolf and the flock and guard and protect the fold. This is the image of Jesus. Hence, in the stories of David, God chose a shepherd to lead Israel for a reason. And even he, at times, nearly succumbs to the lure of a wolfish hunger. At the end, though, he prevailed against Goliath and his own inner passion. But you know, David was called a man of God's own heart. And you wonder why? Because he eventually drifted away from the things of God and got into a relationship with Bathsheba and had her husband killed. He was one of his generals out on the battlefield. Because when he got messing around with Bathsheba, she got pregnant. And King David, like, oh, what am I going to do now? King David sinned. But the most important thing about that whole story is King David finally repented and asked God for forgiveness. But the son that he had to Bathsheba eventually died. God told him he was going to die. But David repented. That's why he became a man after God's own heart, because of repentance and asking for forgiveness. Jesus instructed his own disciples on how to handle wolf attacks. In Matthew 10:16, he said, I am sending Jesus, sending all of us out among wolves. And I think every one of us that go out into the workplace every day or go into society for one reason or another, we're like sent out to the wolves, so to speak. So when Jesus surrounded and attacked the dark of the night by a group of wolfish, power-hungry officials, he would indeed end up sacrificing his life for the sheep, for us. Now, Jesus stood up an objective to a culture which some power and others had. He objected to the rules that kept people unprotected and mercy for those who they would abuse and violate their trust. Jesus stood tall in the face of injustices, soothed the fears and insecurity of those without power. Even those confused about who to follow, he cultivated trust because he spoke with the voice of God, because he was God. And as he saved God's sheep by laying down his life for their sake, he ensured God's victory, not just from the pack, from their sins that created their aggression, so that one day, as the promised scripture says, one day, the wolf could lay down with the lamb. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. We haven't got to that day yet, but it's coming soon. Because Jesus said he was going to come back. And if Jesus said it, I believe it, and I'm looking for him to return almost any time. Because he's the only one that will be able to straighten this world out. Where again, the wolf can lay down with the lamb. That we can have peace. Jesus is his great gift of life. He is an advocate for a different world in which all would follow him and be a part of that peaceful fold. We are all part of his fold. Yeah, we are like sheep, you and I. Every person God created is good in his eyes, everyone. He didn't want any to be lost, all to be saved. But some people still aren't recognizing the good shepherd. But they need to. And if they want to have peace that passes all understanding and spend eternity with the one who created them. Because every person with potential to be the creature that God created. I don't mean we're all creatures, but you know, the person of this world is a person that God created to be like him, because he wants all of that for us. So in the face of wolves out there, within ourselves or within the world we live, we are also those sheep. Every person rejected from the pack, every person helpless, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, or without power or status to protect themselves, every person sometimes is suffering from their own weakness or desires, and every person caught in the snares of sin, every person sidelined by the aggression of others, every person unable to stand up to the systematic aggression that is in this world or the power of their own addictions in a world in which we live. That's what makes Jesus the perfect intercessor for us. He came to this earth through the Virgin, a virgin birth. And why did he come that way? Well, he wanted to come into this world that his blood was not tainted. So he came into this world through a virgin. But he came into this world like you and I come into this world through the birth canal. That's what made him so special, because he was bringing a message to us. Now, he knew that we could not live sin-free, but he came and he was raised and he grew in wisdom and stature, and he was able to tell the story of God's love for all of his creation and showed us how that we can live a sinless life. Don't mean we can, because we're weak, we're human. But he showed us how to overcome sin by taking his life to the cross of Calvary. Have you ever wondered when Jesus was on the cross and he said to him, he cried out, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Well, that's because God cannot be in the presence of sin. And there Jesus was, hanging on the cross, with all the sins of the world upon him. And for that brief moment, he felt God's separation from him. But he was buried. And the devil said, I got that old boy now. Now I'm going to claim victory. Well, he was kind of quick to the draw, because the victory soon ended when Jesus was raised from the dead, seen by many for 40 days. And then he ascended up into heaven and promised to come back again. That's why we worship Jesus. He is God, and he showed us life. He showed us how to repent. He showed us how to understand one another and to get along. He also said a command. He said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. We're commanded to love each other. As hard as that is, but we need to do it. But we don't have to like what they do or people around us, but we got to love them. And we don't have to, my friend John Riley says, you don't have to go fishing with them, but we got to love them. So here we are today, 2,300 years later, or maybe 2,400 years later. Time's flying, but Jesus is coming back soon. Sin is still crouching at our door. Every one of us are tempted by sin. But when Jesus dwells in our house, where is our house? This is it. This earth suit that we have. When you let Jesus dwell in your earth suit, the foundation becomes strong and our soul becomes safe. Now, others may seek to persecute you or harangue you for no other reasons, and other than we are Christians right now as some of the most persecuted people in the world, all around the world, even in our own country. Now, people don't want to believe that, but it's true. Others may seek to persecute you, but when Jesus is in our heart, we never need to fear. So I go back to my original thought. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? No one who puts their trust and faith into Jesus Christ need to be afraid of the big bad wolf. Now, I often wonder, in that little book of Jude, when it talks about how we are going to return with Jesus to set up his kingdom. And you think, well, why do we go through all this stuff? Now, this is graphic. You can take it for what it's worth. Because we have all these challenges and all these things that we deal with, and we become overcomers and we get this and that, and then we become pretty good at understanding our faith. And what's he do? He calls us home. Why? Because he wants well-trained saints to set up his kingdom here on earth. So we have a job ahead of us to return with Christ. Those who believe and trust in the Lord, and he said that he has many resting places in heaven. He said, if it wasn't true, I would tell you, and I go to prepare a place for you. You know you have a place prepared for you in heaven. Some translations say mansion. I like that one that says resting places. Because when we're done with this old life in this world, we need a little bit of rest. And then in Psalm 23 is really the promise. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.